Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we take you on a ghost tour to some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
Now, hopefully you checked out our last podcast on the Children's House in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And today, we're heading back up north to New England to talk about the Boston Athenaeum. Alan, can you give us some background about the building?
Founded in 1807, the Boston Athenaeum is one of the oldest libraries in the United States. The library moved around to a few different locations until 1849 when they acquired the property on Beacon Street for what would eventually become one of the largest private libraries in the country. And just a side note, the Athenaeum butts up to the Granary Burying Ground, which is said to be one of the most haunted cemeteries in the country. In fact, Paul Revere's grave is roughly 20 feet away from the back of the library. We did a podcast on Granary Burying Ground a while back. If you haven't listened to it already, please go back and check it out in the archives. Now, despite having over a million books and archive material, the Athenaeum is best known for one really creepy book. On the cover is the inscription. Now, bear with me. I'm not an expert in Latin. Hic liber Waltonis cut compactus est.
The book is a memoir of a criminal named George Walton. Walton was a Jamaican mulatto whose life of crime started in 1824 at the age of 15. He spent most of his life in and out of jail after committing multiple robberies and even one attempted murder.
After a stagecoach robbery went awry in 1837, late one night Walton hid along the highway waiting for someone to rob. As the horse came down the road, Walton jumped out and forced his way into the stagecoach.
However, a young man named John Fenno Jr., who was the son of a newspaper mogul, lunged at him and fought Walton off. In the skirmish, Walton's gun discharged. Fortunately for Fenno, the bullet ricocheted off a button and no one was seriously injured. Walton fled the scene but was later picked up by law enforcement and locked up. As he was dying from tuberculosis, Walton told the warden in the state prison in Charleston, Massachusetts, his life story.
Oh, the reason the book is so popular isn't necessarily because people want to read about the life of a criminal from the 19th century. If you know Latin, you've already figured it out. Hic liber Waltonis cut compactus est, translated into English, is "This book is bound in the skin of Walton." The book is literally bound in Walton's skin. After his death, he requested that skin from his back be removed and taken to a local tannery. From there, it was used to bind two copies of the book, one for his doctor and another for John Fenno Jr., who he tried to rob. It's believed that Fenno's daughter donated the book to the Athenaeum years later. Today, the book can be seen on the first floor of the library, but to view it, you have to be a member and request a private tour weeks in advance. Of course, a library with a book bound in human skin has to be haunted, right? Well, it is, but it's not necessarily due to George Walton's book.
The Athenaeum is said to be haunted by Reverend Thaddeus Mason Harris. Harris was a librarian at Harvard and a member of the Athenaeum, who visited the library often when it was in another location. According to legend, Harris used to come to the library and sit in a specific chair while he read the newspaper. The day after Harris's death, iconic novelist Nathaniel Hawthorne stopped by the Athenaeum. A little later, a friend of his mentioned that Harris had died. Hawthorne was in shock and exclaimed it was impossible because he had just seen him a few hours earlier. The next day, Hawthorne went back to the Athenaeum to see if he could spot the ghost again. Sure enough, he walked into the reading room, and in the chair that Harris typically sat in was a gray, shadowy figure that resembled him. Hawthorne not only saw Harris on several other occasions, and strangely enough, he never saw him enter or leave. Harris was just always sitting there. It bothered Hawthorne so much that he wrote a short story about the experience.
But Nathaniel Hawthorne isn't the only person to see the spirit in the Athenaeum. Over the years, even though the Athenaeum has moved to a new location, others have still claimed to see a man in older clothing sitting in a chair reading a newspaper from time to time.
We hope you enjoyed our ghost tour of the Boston Athenaeum. Please check out our website, southernghoststories.com, where you can find old podcasts and the books that we've written. And feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River, and Ghost of Gallatin. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are quite helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please come take another ghost tour with us next time as we head back down south to Birmingham, Alabama, to talk about the Tutwiler Hotel.
Now today, we're going to head up north to New England to talk about the Boston Athenaeum in Boston, Massachusetts.
In Massawa?
Wait, well, you just said, oh, we didn't say Boston. I thought we had already said Boston. Never mind.
All right, what is, and start over?
Today, would that be easier for you?
Hell, I don't know.
However, a young man named John Fenno Jr., who was the son of a newspaper, Mogul?
I think a Moggle is like a character in Harry Potter.
That's what I thought. And I was like, what is that?
Hey, do you know I got a job at the telescope factory?
Oh, really?
Things are looking up.
Ha ha, waka waka.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Did you come up with that on your own?